Even yesterday we had something.
Yes, Swamiji. Can we just take off where Swamiji left off? About when Swamiji was talking about Saguna Brahman and being Ishwara, the attitudes toward Ishwara, Antakarna Shuddhi. Swamiji got into some unconscious, dealing with the unconscious and all of that, and said Swamiji would take it up more in the next session.
Sakashayam Bijaniyat Samapraptam Navichale. This is a good line. From the sampradaya. Sakashayam Bijaniyat. May one understand that the antakaranam, the mind, is sakashayam. Iti vijaniyat. Antakkaranam manaha sakashayam iti vijaniyat. Kashayena saha vartate iti vijaniyat. Samapraptam navichalayet. This is an advice given by Gaudapada. Shankara's grand guru, grandfather guru. Kashaya is an equivalent to unconscious, we can say. Because the kashaya is the word is something like a coloration. They recognized that. The sense of loneliness, the sense of being always persecuted, why me? They recognized this as kashaya. And the sense of being persecuted is definitely unconscious. Why me? Everybody asks the same question. Why me? If I ask why me, you ask why me. Therefore the question should be why us, not why me. Nobody asks that question, why us, why me? I am singled out. Why me? And that is kashaya, the typical unconscious emotion it is. Then also the loneliness. In this world there is no loneliness. When I close the door, there is somebody inside. When I open the door, there are more. So, there is no loneliness anywhere. During the day there are people and people, and during the night we have people above. Shining people. And so, there is no such thing as loneliness. Except a sense. Married couples have a sense of loneliness also. And that's all because of unconscious. It has nothing to do with what is around you. What was then? Being not understood, being not included, having been strapped in the back seat of a car, both father and mother sit in front, and then they have their own dialogue, and the child has to live its own in its own world. That's loneliness. And so there is it's a childhood thing it is. And that is called a kashaya. And like this there are so many. This is one beautiful thing they say. Through meditation, you reach a plateau of calmness, but also there seems to be a wall to break through. It's called dumb calmness, dumb silence. And that is where he says, these feelings will surface. That is, but then these feelings will surface. If you have reached a certain quietude, the old feelings will surface. Kashayam will surface. Shamah praptam navicharya. Do not disturb that silence that you have. Just because there is kashaya, don't think that your meditation is disturbed. Your meditation has served the purpose, is serving the purpose. And these disturbances are to come. And there, let them come and go, be aware. Be aware of them. This is Gaudapada's message. I go one step further. This is Pratyekatma. He is only dealing with Pratyekatma. He doesn't deal with Ishvara at all. There is no Ishvara. Even in Sureshvara, there is no Ishvara. His name is Sureshvara. There is no Ishvara in his whole thesis of Naikanta Siddhi. There is no Ishvara anywhere. Tatpada doesn't exist. He talks about Tatpada and he doesn't have only Tatpada lakshyam. He doesn't talk about Ishvara. Is a very peculiar discussion. Perhaps that is his commitment. But then Ishvara omission I find everywhere. Therefore I introduce Ishvara in all this very important thing. Samapraptam sakashayam vijaniyat. I will accept that. But that kashaya itself is due to Ishvara's order. That kashaya doesn't exist without Ishvara's order. That is why we can talk about kashaya. Who gave kashaya? Where is the possibility of kashaya without an order? Order of psychological order that includes unconscious. That includes also the possibility of kashaya. Kashaya is coloration. This is called kashaya. You take some white clothes and dye them. It's a dye. Very nice way of saying it. It's a dye. It's a coloration. What is white is colored. Kashaya. And therefore, that is within the order of Ishvara. Therefore, the order appreciation, intimate understanding, when I say intimate understanding means there is nothing left to be desired. And that kind of understanding, if one has of Ishvara's presence, the order will accommodate kashaya. Sakashayam vijaniyat. Samapraptam navichalaye. Let Ishvara be. Let go. Your capacity, your belief that I should, that is all coming from the same fear. Fear of manipulation, fear of being taken care of by somebody, fear of insecurity. And therefore you have to be in charge, you have to control, issue of control. Therefore no delegation. In the modern society the problem is no delegation. If you delegate, no responsibility. You delegate too much. No responsibility. The psychological issue is that incapacity to delegate power also is the need to control every situation. Micromanagement. Because of childhood, no predictable situation at home. Dysfunctional. It's an issue of control. The other one is total neglect. And the lack of care. It's also, there is some problem there. Certain lethargy, certain laziness, certain decisions are not made in time, procrastination, give problems. All these are within the Ishvara's order. And therefore, if I can really own up all this, and bring the presence of Ishvara, you have to deliberately bring the presence of Ishvara by being aware of it. And therefore, you are not stifling the emotion in any manner. There is no bypassing. And we don't allow also to be ruled by the emotion. We don't need to. It's all Ishvara's order. I appreciate Ishvara in all of you. If the presence of Ishvara in all of them, then they are process. They are, if you want to call it a process, I don't mind it. I Ishvarize all of them. That is, therefore you may call it a process. For me, even processing is not necessary. Presence of Ishvara in all of them is appreciated. Therefore, I am in order. And therefore, it doesn't affect Ishvara. It is Ishvara's order, it's not going to affect Ishvara. My awareness of Ishvara also is not going to be affected. I am the awareness of Ishwara. As an individual, I am the awareness of Ishwara. I don't exist except the awareness of Ishwara. I being awareness of Ishwara, I am not affected by Ishwara himself. This is how Ishwara exists. The other significant other, means the one who troubles you. and that person also is Ishwara in the presence of Ishwara. Therefore, nobody can trouble me. Ishwara cannot be troubled by Ishwara. Or awareness of Ishwara can be troubled by another awareness of Ishwara. There is no another awareness. It's all within the awareness of Ishwara. And therefore, I see I see the absence of any hindrance to understand the Swarupa of Ishwara. Being myself, there is no more hindrance. And until we understand that, the hindrance is only ignorance, nothing else. And that requires a certain teaching and certain direction to make one understand that. It has so many profound implications bordering every aspect of one's life, and therefore the implications do not exclude anything, you know, those are the implications. It includes our Bush and also Obama. Bush was dismissed as nobody, and Obama was brought in as everything. Both concepts are wrong. Both are wrong. And in Ishwara's order, it's all each one has his own something, so. And his own limitations. That's how Ishwara's order. We include all of them. I'm talking of a political sphere.
Could I take Swamiji back to the personal sphere?
Yeah.
Could Swamiji give a concrete example of how to deal with this in this way? Swamiji, say your significant other or somebody important to you in some way hurts you very badly. And so now you are sitting with deep emotional pain. And now we want to see, Swamiji, we want to be able to resolve that emotional pain in the way that Swamiji is suggesting. So I'm just wondering if Swamiji could go through that process, how Swamiji would actually contemplate or think about that in a way to ease the actual pain that is being suffered, to bring some shanti.
This kind of issues have two elements. Issues have components. One is one's own background. The other is the other's background and the expression. Somebody is hurting. Well, because somebody doesn't understand. Or doesn't want to understand, doesn't have the background to understand. There are so many reasons. But the reasons are there. And that is one aspect of getting hurt. And so you can just look at the person having the background, and this person cannot behave anything better. You are objective, and you can pray for the person. So you have put the person in his or her own space. That's how we have to deal with. And that is said easier than done. Because there is always a lock-on situation that one can hurt another is itself because of a lock-on. And therefore, so one cannot extricate oneself to put the other in his or own space. And unless you are in your own space, you cannot put the other in his own space. Therefore, we are treading upon other's toes, mutual. And somebody hurts you because somebody is standing on your toes. And that person is hurt because you stand on the other person's toes. And therefore, the toe crushing action is all mutual. This is a mutual situation. Now you bring Ishvara again. Not only in the classroom Ishvara, and there is personal Ishvara in the sense that you can bring Ishvara, close your eyes and bring Ishvara in meditation and put everything in order, in space. Then only Ishvara will come. Otherwise you will be there very much. So the meditation should not be an escape from the world. The escapee is a part of the world and is affected by the world. Therefore wants to escape, and therefore it won't work, because escapee is based upon fear, and therefore there's no meditation. This is another escape, like even drowning yourself. And so you take one more after the six is over. And then a pack of six. You must remember that. So these fellows have given up, and therefore they don't remember. I have to point out the pack of six. And then the seventh one, the person takes. That's how you drown yourself. There is no further drowning. See, when the fellow is drowning also, he cannot breathe properly. Here also, is a different type of drowning. Drown oneself. This is how it is done, this escape. Now, I don't accept that. Now, you have put things in their own places. All of them, all people, everybody in their own places when you say, and that has got a connotation. I don't mean that. I gave a bit of my mind. This is one expression. And I cut the fellow to size. I put him in his own place. This is all bragging of a fellow who is incapable of doing anything. This is what he does. And so, I am saying, they are in their own spaces. That's Ishvara. Ishvara is manifest in the form of Jagat. We only hear, we say, at the same time we don't really understand. Because Ishvara's manifestation means, and it implies every small little detail. All situations that you face also are Ishvara's issue in the law. There are law within which alone you have got a free will, that also Ishwara has endowment. It's all within order. And now therefore, if I in a special situation, let us call it meditation, and in this situation I can quietly put things in their own spaces, my body also in its own space. When is the talk? Class?
11:15.
Yeah. I will stop at 11:10. So then you go over there to the class. And then your body, everything is all put in its own space, as I do in meditation. Let Ishwara be. Then with reference to this body-mind-sense complex, the conscious being is also in its own space. That being is in its own space. The person is in his own, her own space. And directly related to the total. That position is important. That is Ishwara. Recognize that as Ishwara. See it as Ishwara. Whatever does it take with a name and see the meaning and think like that, that is whatever that takes Ishwara. Then bring in the hurt. Bring in the hurt. One's own hurt. And in the light of that space, one hand, and the hurt also is Ishwara. Order, you can see that very well. The other person also has a problem. And that problem is not a problem. It is again in keeping with Ishwara's order. That capacity to see is uninhibited, it is possible without patronizing attitude. That's important. As all Ishwara's order, that person has got a problem. So, without that patronizing attitude, that person also you bring in Ishwara's order. Why the person does what the person does. You find all that is there is only Ishwara, there is only compassion. Understanding, there is no law constitutes. The things fall in their own spaces. And that's how you highlight a fact, you create a situation. That is why meditation is inevitable. And everybody should have the practice of meditation so that we can process all the emotions, all the hurt and everything. We can process that in the light of Ishwara. Because we have already understood the presence of Ishwara in everything. And then in meditation we can bring the presence of Ishwara real, becomes very real. Then in the light of the presence of Ishwara in the form of order, you see everything. You can use the mind, the recollecting mind. And even that also is Ishwara, you can recollect and all. See that. There's nothing, not even a flea bite. It doesn't bite. So that's how people become free. So in those days also, the people, even today also, I see those who really understand Ishvara to some extent have this kind of an attitude, without not understanding totally, but still they have this attitude. So, Bhagavan ka icha hai, it's the will of God or something they say, that's how they manage. And if only one can really see through this. That's jnana, that's what jnana is about. Okay.
Thank you so much.
We'll have time to have the tea and all that.